بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ديت اشعار لواد زوف حضرت مولانا الشيخ حكيم محمد افطر السلام الله عليه. فتايتل يا صبح يا مدينه يا شام يا مدينه. يا صبح يا مدينه يا شام يا مدينه. يا صبح يا مدينه يا شام يا مدينة. مباركة جي قيام يا مدينة. يا صبح يا مدينة يا شام يا مدينة. مباركة جي قيام مدينة. فناجا فناجاني يا جام ومينا يا عالم. فناجاني يا جام ومينا يا عالم. فنا جانك يا جام ومينا يا عالم. ترى كيف يخوش خرام يا مدينة. مدينة كي قال يومي مدينة كي قال يومي حرقك قدم بر. مدينة كي قال يومي حرقك قدم بر. ومدي نظر احترامي مدينة. يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة. يا صبح مدينة يا شام مدينة. مباركة جي قيام مدينة. مدينة 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 مدينة. برا لطف ديتا هي نام يا مدينة. نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہے چاہو گی. نگاہوں میں سلطان نیت ہے چاہو گی. جو پائے گا دل میں پیام ہے مدینہ. اے صبح مدینہ يا شام مدينة. مباركة جي مباركة جي قيام مدينة. سكون جهاتم كهادون رتے ہو. سكون جهاتم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں تم کہاں ڈھونڈتے ہو. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. سکون جہاں ہے نظام مدینہ. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے. ہو آزاد اختر غم دو جہاں سے. جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. جو ہو جائے دل سے غلام مدینہ. یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ، یا صبح مدینہ یا شام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ، مبارک تجھے یہ قیام مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. Beautiful poem for Dada Sheikh Mulana Shaki Muhammad Aftar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, whilst he was returning from Medina Munawara, going back home. So this beautiful poem Allah Ta'ala inspired him with. This is the morning of Medina, this is the evening of Medina. Mubarak tujhe, how blessed is it that you are staying in Medina Munawara, or just stay in Medina Munawara. How blessed it was that the morning of Medina came and the evening of Medina, staying there. How enjoyable that is when a person is there in Medina Munawara. And then Hazrat says that all the people in the world who are drinking the goblet and the wine and they are in the taverns, what do they know? What is enjoyment? The enjoyment of the people living in Medina Munawara. Muzakir Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was speaking to Mufti Ashik Ilahi Sahib. He was living in Medina Munawara and saying that you are such a fortunate person. What do the people of the dunya, they know what enjoyment you are getting? You are living in Medina Munawara. But this obviously is a person whose heart is clean and he's living in Medina Munawara. Otherwise, as our Buzruf say, that it is better for a person to live in India, his body and his heart be in Medina Munawara, than a person living in Medina Munawara and his heart is in India. So it must not be like that. There, a person, so really a person has to make an effort on the heart, such an effort that when he goes there, then he gets the full benefit of living in Medina Munawara. But it is now if a person is living there, and the enjoyment he's getting with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, I mean the actual suhbat and the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what a great thing. Hazrat says that on every step in the alleys of Medina Munawara, a person must keep in mind the honor and the respect of Medina Munawara. The person is with a cell phone and is taking selfies there, and the person is listening to music, and the person is putting on the TV in the hotel room. It doesn't mean now you're in Medina Munawara, the TV room is Mubarak or blessed that I can watch TV here. The Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, when he went to one place, he actually took a parda and he put a covering over the TV. I say because even though the TV is there, you're not going to put it on. But even like you go further away from the sun, that you even cover the TV screen. I don't want to even see that accursed screen with so much of guna is taking place. That I think is now in the hotel rooms and that. So, a person that shows so much of disrespect to Medina Munawara, Imam Malik Rahmatullah Ali wouldn't even walk on the steps of Medina, on the sand of Medina Munawara. He wouldn't even go to the toilet there. But he would go out of Medina Munawara. At that time, obviously, Medina Munawara is much smaller. But he would go out on the outskirts. It mustn't happen that I have to go relieve myself in one place where Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had relieved himself or he had walked in my so much of disrespect. So what the high levels these people are like, make us amongst those people also who have true respect and honor. And the ulama say, أَنْتَحْبَطَ عَمَالُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ لَا تَرْفَعُوا وَسْوَاتُكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتِ النَّبِيِّ. Don't raise your voice above the voice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam when he was alive and now after he has made parda from this world. So don't raise your voice above the voice of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It must not happen that your amal are completely destroyed, you don't even know so. What the meaning of this is, some ulama have taken the meaning, that you become a murtad. By showing disrespect to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it mustn't happen that you lose your iman. You lose your iman, all your actions are destroyed, you don't even know. Because of showing disrespect to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So some of Mashaykh have mentioned in today's time, now they made a bit of system, they don't allow the women folk to come in the masjid before the salam. They got the full system, I think, because of the disrespect which has been shown in Masjid al-Nabawi. Made like very hard laws now, but actually if you look at it, why the laws are made there is because of the disrespect we are shown to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the masjid. So the woman was screaming and making so much noise compared to the men's section. So one Buzruf mentioned there that it's a fear that a person can lose everything. You think you're going to get, but actually you're losing everything in such a Mubarak place. Medina, 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 Medina. Bara lutf deta hai naam Medina. How enjoyable and how tasty is the name of Medina. Whoever loves something, he wants to mention it all the time. He just wants to speak about it. He gets enjoyment by thinking about it. So if you love somebody, you just taking the word. One girl you're getting married to, it's not jaiz, but to take somebody's name like that day before you get married to them. But you're taking it, unfortunately. Oh, you got married to her, now it's still ruksati taking place in 6 months' time. And all the time you're thinking and you're taking her name, as the Hazrat says, Fatima, Fatima, you're thinking about all the time. So, if a person really got love for Medina Munawara, just taking the name of Medina Munawara, how much of enjoyment he will give to a person. Nigahom is sultanit hech hogi jo paega dil mein payam-e Madina. All the kingdoms of the world will become nothing in the eyes of a person who finds in his heart the message of Madina Munawwara. What's the message of Madina Munawwara? Ta'alluq ila Allah Ta'ala. Preparing for akhirat, life of the year after. The dunya is nothing, it has no value at all. When a person gets that message of Madina Munawwara, don't follow your desires, you'll destroy you. Don't break Allah's command. There's no, in zikrullah, there's itminan al-qalb, there's happiness of the heart. Living a pious life. When a person has got that in his heart, Shah Waliullah Rahmatullah said that if the kings of the world knew what happiness we got in our heart, they'll come and fight and kill us and take out from whatever is in our heart just to get the great blessings. So all the kingdoms of the world also falls in the eyes of a person who's got in his heart the message of Madina Munawwara. All the money of the world, it's like nothing in that person's eyes, because he realizes it is something which is valueless. It has got no value. For a few days it stays there, and then eventually it will be destroyed. It's a necessity of the world. It's not the object of a person's life. Sukune jaha tum kaha dunte ho, sukune jaha ya nizame Madina. Where are you seeking the happiness of the heart and pleasure of the heart? The happiness of the heart lies in the system of Madina Munawwara. System of Madina Munawwara, ittiba'i sunnat. Following the tariqah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as somebody mentioned so beautifully, that when we think of sunnat, normally we just think of the outward sunnat. My dressing is there, I've got a topi, I've got a beard, so now I'm following sunnat. But sunnat is a whole lifestyle. There's 4 or 5 branches of deen which we are doing. It's all part of the sunnat. Is my anger under control? I can't control myself. I'm shouting all the time, fighting. Is my lust under control? Do I have pride in my heart? If I do things out of name and fame? These are also sunnat. The internal sunnat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. There mustn't be any rich hatred in your heart for anybody. And Nabi alayhi salam said, when it's past the day and night and such, there isn't hatred in your heart, bad feelings, you think bad about people. So all of these things a person has to make an effort upon. Now you've got the Nizami Medina, the system of Medina Munawwara. Then a person will find happiness in the heart. Allah make us among those people. Ho azad akhtar khamed wo jahaz se jo ho jaye dil se khulam Medina. This is a person who becomes a true slave of Medina Munawwara. He becomes free from the grief of both the worlds. This dunya especially, ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there won't be any grief for them, there won't be any worry. Some of them have given beautiful. One is in the akhirat, you all know. There won't be fear for them in the year after the punishment, and there won't be fear when you're passing away. But some of them say there won't be fear for them. What fear there won't be? They say those, the awliya Allah, those people who dunya got no value in their eyes. So they got no fear of losing things in the dunya. What's going to happen tomorrow, the year after. And grief of losing things of the dunya. Because they got nothing of dunya in their heart. So if a person is a small child, his sand castle, it breaks. He starts crying and screaming. You tell him there's a sand castle, it got no value. Because you know the thing is, it's not even 5 rand, it's like no value at all. So you're the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the dunya got no value in your sight, if a person loses his business, properties, houses, cars, everything is like a toy for him. So he's no grief for him, and he's no fear in the future I might lose this thing, because he knows it's got no value at all. So this is when a person becomes a wali of Allah. Allah make us among those people. We haven't got the realities, but we speak about these things, so it comes into us. Mawlana Chilani mentioned a nice incident also, I'd like to mention it, that Mawlana Abdul Hafiz Makki Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, one day one person went to him, and he asked him, did you hear from the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, any amal, so a person can go to Madina Munawwara, Makkah Mukarramah for Umrah, and so go. So he said, if you can read 1,000 times Durood Sharif in one sitting every day, and the Shaykh Rahmatullah said, inshallah in that year, Allah will take you for Umrah. So that person, he started off, it was difficult in the beginning, he started with 200, 300, eventually he came to 1,000 times daily, in one sitting. This is the amal of the Buzrug, five people. So alhamdulillah, that same year, he and the person who narrated this incident, he also made amal, he also said, he also Allah Ta'ala took him for Umrah the same year. So if a person wants to visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even though he had no means to go outwardly, Allah created such means, and the person was able to go. So this is one amal, inshallah, Allah gave us tawfiq, that we bring the life, the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, bring the Durood Sharif into our lives.